alla settimana, alle giornate degli autori. Jean-Pascal Hatou presenta il suo primo lungometraggio, Seven Years. Thank you for accepting the interview. That will be in French. Okay. More than for the dialogues, this movie is touching because of the sound of silence. It's some kind of echo from your soul, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's speaking. The film is speaking about silence and about soul. It's a story about a young woman who has difficulties to explain how she's living her own life far from her husband. So the difficulty for this woman is how to keep contact and love with her husband without being with him and without living with him, and she managed she tried to keep the contact with him by the visiting room in the prison, and also with smelling his clothes, the clothes of her husband. She puts perfume on his clothes when she give the clothes at the prison, and that's how she can continue to make the contact with him, and after she met the warden of the prison, and she chose this kind of choose. She chose this warden as a possibility for her to desire and to continue to desire her husband through the warden.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your film has three main characters. There is a guard, there is an inmate, mm-hmm. and a wife. It seems to me that the only one who is not in prison is the inmate, because he, in the film, he is trying to find some kind of escaping measure from depression, etc., etc.
Yes, it's a feature. Who is a kind of manipulated. It's his first job in the jail. He's warden. It's a young warden, and he meets a prisoner who is older than him, and seems to be like a kind of big brother, or like a father, or something like that. He gets completely manipulated by the prisoner, and through the story, he becomes in love with the wife of the prisoner, and he can't manage. He's a kind of prisoner also, because he's outside. He's living outside. He's working in jail, but he can. He's free outside. He's a prisoner of this story, prisoner of this couple. The husband, the prisoner, had made a contract with him, a deal, which is go and look after my wife, go and have sex with my wife, so I can keep the contact with her. If it comes by you, so I feel. I feel all right because I know it's you who see her. So there's something terrible between these three features. And at the end of the film, he looked like somebody who knows that that he went into a curious story. A very fragile story, but he believed in it. He thought that that he could love this woman because he had sex with her, and he met her, and he has, you know, sensation with her. So in a way, he just forgot that it was the wife of the prisoner. So he was like a lover, and at the end he just understand that it's not possible because before there's a deal. So, and it's the prisoner who says, the prisoner and the wife who says when the deal and when the game is over, and he was a prisoner of a game. So when he leave at the end of the film, he just feel like disappointed, very very sad, but he knows that the story, the love story, couldn't go further.
So to say, from a woman's perspective, it seems that this can be the hidden message, if you want, of the movie, is that there isn't any love, there isn't any sex without love, but just from a woman's perspective, isn't it?
I think for this woman, no sex without love is it's complicated, because at the beginning of the film, she just want to make her body, her skin living, you know, just her skin be touched, just to remember she's just a woman who can be touched and who can be you know, just to exist like as a woman. And after she's in trouble because this guy, she thinks that this guy is a part of his husband, because she thinks that his husband, in one way, she thinks that this husband, her husband, just send the warden to her. So she thinks that in a way, if she has sex with this warden, she will just make her husband happy in the prison, because the warden can, she thinks that. That if she goes to have sex with the warden, maybe the warden can be more gentle with her husband, in giving more showers, giving more opportunities and more comfortable things. So, in a way, no sex without love, for this woman, it's complicated, because she has to exist, just to remember she's a woman.
Okay, this is a very dramatic story, but with some kind of humor. Do you think that Monsieur Chirac will watch the movie?
Yes.
Or will be happy to watch the movie?
In a way, I make Mr. Chirac dead for 5 seconds, and after we just know it's a joke, so I don't think he would be mad or sad, but anyway, I made him dead just for five seconds.
As you said in the press conference, to do this movie, you have been in contact with inmate's wife, and so you have tried to explore this world mm-hmm. of people in prison for whatever kind of reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's a documentaristic approach, if you want, to the
yes, movie. Because I'm making documentary films, and I made a film in a prison, in a jail. And I met many wives, many prisoners' wives, who spoke with me about their life, about their difficulties to live their relation with their husbands. So that's contributed to my story, because they said to me, they explained to me how they could smell the clothes, and how the visiting room is a room, and it's a place very important for them, because it's the only space where they have contact with their husband, and so they it becomes something in two quarter of meters. It becomes they have to have they must have imagination. They must think about what could happen in 30 million in that room. So that's just how to look at the other, how to touch the other, how to smell the other, how to give him the best in a very short time.
Okay, so to say, escamotage to survive. And in order to survive, you need to distribute the film. So the very final question about the distribution and about your future plans.
The distribution, so Pyramid distribution is going to distribute the film in France. That's the question.
In Italy?
In Italy, I don't know now. I hope the film will be on screen initially. About my plans, I've already written another feature about jail also, again, about a prisoner psychiatrist. The story of a psychiatrist who is working in the prison, but I won't tell more.
No. Okay, it's about jail and not in jail. That's a good news. Okay, thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Thank you.